Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Another awesome day. So much to talk about. Good news with the astronauts splashing down. They're safe. The girls that were rescued off of Cedar Key, 14 miles from Cedar Key, in fact. Just some good things to think about. And I like that. We need some more positive thoughts. And joining us right now with probably some pretty good positive stuff, our Florida Ag Commissioner, Wilton Simpson. Good morning, Commish. How are you?
Good morning. Things are going well here in Tallahassee today. Nice cool weather and looking like a beautiful day.
Well, we know every day, especially when sessions are in, you're very, very busy. I was specifically asked by a listener to pose this question to you. It's a bill in the Florida legislature that, according to him, will be the death of Florida ag. And this is Senate Bill 1118 or House Bill 1209, entitled Land Use and Development Regulations. And according to this person, they said the bills make it easy to convert ag land into residential by eliminating local government control. Act now to stop these bills. Well, I mean, as soon as I read that, I know that's right up your alley, because it's exactly the opposite of what you're pushing for, right?
It would be the exact opposite of, and what you'll find on these things, Bob, and this is very important, you know, for there's going to be 2,000 bills filed this year in the legislature, and there's generally less than 200 that will actually pass through the entire process. There's three or four committee stops that each bill has to go through, then it has to go on the floor and get debated. And no one, I don't believe anyone, would want the destruction of agriculture, right? And certainly we do not want that. And no one wants to upend agriculture as we know it here in the state. We're trying to do the exact opposite in this state. We're actually making a lot of headway, right? We've defined the wildlife corridor. That's where a lot of agriculture happens. And we are, you know, since I've taken office, we've went from about 60,000 acres protected in the Rural and Family Lands Program to over 200,000, 215,000 acres just in the last 2 years. And so we are making headway. We've got about, there's the wildlife corridor is about 18 million acres. Almost 10 million acres of that, I think, are already protected. So we've got another about 8 million to go. And no one wants the destruction of agriculture. And the people that are running these bills don't want the destruction of agriculture. I think they're trying to address a very specific problem, probably in a county where they live or a surrounding county. And of course, this is, you know, taking a very wide swath. And but as that bill goes through the process, it will continue to get reformed and refined. And I think you'll end up either without a bill, or you'll end up in a place where you have a much better, you know, bill by the time it gets through the process. But it's certainly not, we're not going to let anything, when I say we are not, I'm not in the legislature, but we certainly will advocate against something that's going to be that detrimental to agriculture, that would upend agriculture as we know it, as some people are saying. But that's an over-exaggeration of what's actually going on.
You've got a Farm on the Hill Day going on. Explain what that is all about.
So every year, the Farm Bureau and other farming groups come together, and we do what was called Farm on the Hill. And yesterday, there were many hundreds, and I'm going to say maybe well over 500 FFA students and farmers from all over the state that come to Tallahassee. And they go in and talk about, just like this bill you just brought up, they'll go in and talk to the legislators about the bills that are affecting agriculture and how do we preserve agriculture and how do we strengthen agriculture. And we've done a lot of things in the last few years that are really just warms my heart for our FFA children. And these are children that are in middle school and high school. 3 years ago, we had 30,000 members of the FFA in our state, and which put us in about the middle of the pack as the United States. We did a three-year grant program where we pay the fees for children to be a part of FFA, and we went from 30,000 students to over 60,000 students in just 3 years. So now we are the third largest FFA community in the entire country, and FFA is Future Farmers of America. And so by doing that, now this year in the Farm Bill, we're trying to make that a permanent thing so that we can continue to grow that number. So because the more kids that we have involved with our farming community, the more they're going to understand where their food comes from as they become adults, and understand farming is going to make our society a lot better. And not only that, it's going to put us in a position where you'll have those farmers, you know, the average age of the farmer is going up still. I think it's in the upper 50s now. And so we need to bring a lot of youth into farming. And of course, with technology and AI driven processes and all of the things we're doing today in agriculture, youth is coming in, but we need to continue to educate our youth on the value of agriculture and where their food comes from. And we're very, very proud of the visits they did yesterday. And we're very proud of the progress we're making in the legislature.
Yeah, because it's not just farming. Anything in the ag sector, there's a lot of employment opportunities there, especially here in Florida. So the FFA programs appear to be very, very important. Is this part of an introduction to Farm on the Hill Day? There's a farm bill being introduced. Are you a part of this?
Yeah, the farm bill is the bill that the Department of Agriculture, our department, puts together. And so yesterday it was actually heard in the House. And that farm bill, and we passed last week in the Senate. So that like I said, they'll have 3 to 4 stops. So they're moving on to their second stop. And that's how these bills happen. So each stop, you know, people will have ideas and we may adjust things or change things. But ultimately, we are responsible for what we call our farm bill this year. And there are many good things in that farm bill, protecting agriculture from ESG lending practices, protect us from drones, making sure that we can build on our school and our educational facilities. In the farm bill this year, we put in there that, hey, if on a school, an educational facility, you can build agricultural facilities so that you can help those students that want to have agriculture in school, right? You can help them learn to grow plants and steers and pigs and things of that nature, but they have to have the facilities. And there's a lot of school boards who don't want to do that. So the farm bill is multifaceted, and we are moving it through the process as we speak. I hope that it gets passed, but again, we won't know that for the next 3 or 4 or 5 weeks as it continues to move through the process.
We spoke with Congresswoman Kat Kamick earlier, and she's been meeting with FEMA on kind of the local level in her district, et cetera, and trying to sort of change the culture, if you will, of how FEMA's been represented, unfortunately, in a lot of these recent hurricanes. How has the ag community specifically kind of come back from these storms and the hurricanes that we suffered through?
Well, you know, the thing is on these things is, and this is, I'm not speaking, Kat's a good person and she does a great job there representing us and she fights very hard. We're proud of her service. But, you know, our Congress has in total, really, they don't do anything, right? President Trump come in a wave and he's done many executive orders that have, you know, moved the ball in the right direction. But if Congress does not codify those executive orders, they're not going to remain in place, right? And so the farm bill is supposed to be passed every 5 years by Congress and passed. We hadn't had one in 7 years now.
Mm.
And so, you know, what Congress is doing to the ag community is, and of course, under the Biden administration, they were anti-agriculture. And so you're sitting here with without a farm bill, without the resources to recover from these hurricanes. And the state of Florida right now has probably close to a $2.5 billion deficit that would have went to farming programs through the last four or five storms we've had in the last 2 years when there's been no farm bill. So we're asking for, you know, Kat Kamek, our congresswoman, is asking for a block grant. Senator Scott and others are saying we need these block grants to come through our Department of Agriculture so we can move them quickly. But we just have to get them to pass a bill in the first place. So Congress has a lot of work to do, and I am hopeful, you know, with President Trump coming into office, that we will get about that business and start passing laws rather than President Trump have to do everything through executive orders. And I know we have a thin margin in the House, but, you know, there's no excuse for not passing a farm bill, you know, 2 years ago.
Right. No, great point. Always great communicating with you, our Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson. And I know you'll keep us apprised of what's going on there in Tallahassee and all the things that you have to cover as the Ag Commissioner. We appreciate it.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.